Now I see. If you input an organic nutrient into a stream, so this could be like waste from a sugar mill for instance, then what you'll get is an oxygen sag curve. To determine the oxygen sag curve, you're going to carry out a widespread analysis. You'll go upstream of your input source and you'll find the background level. Where the pollutant's added, you'll have a high concentration of the pollutant, and the effect of the on the oxygen concentration will be the oxygen concentration starts to drop. Now at some point then, the BOD has been so significant that the oxygen concentration drops to zero, so we move into anoxic conditions, a septic zone develops in the stream. Then after that, once your pollutant has finally been fully oxidized, you then get a recovery zone and the stream moves back to normal. That's a typical oxygen sag curve. Now your critical group, you'll need to determine where our BOD, in the case of this oxidizable organic compound, has dropped nearly to zero. You'll be trying to find a group of organisms then that targets this particular point on the sag curve. As I said, the sort of organisms that you might use then, you won't be necessarily looking for lots of dead organisms floating on the surface, just some indication of stress in the system. Those are like your canary type situation in the old coal mines, where hopefully the canary's not dropping dead, you're finding a stressed canary and then you'll run for your life before you explode in a heap of flames. That's a bioindicator.